Greetings. I'm Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. We live in a day of division, don't we? Folks are divided over politics, class, ethnicity, and so much more. Folks are arguing everywhere over right and wrong. Put black hats on those folks, white hats on these folks. Some suggest the answer to all this division is tolerance. Simply accept and respect all views and beliefs. Problem is, if you disagree with them, well, you get a black hat for being intolerant. Sadly, these divisions are even set up by Christians. Might I suggest Pharisees are still alive and well in our day? What's a Pharisee, Joel? Well, a Pharisee in Jesus' day was a person who was confident in how righteous they were, and they looked down on others. And Jesus once told a parable about them in Luke 18:10-14. Jesus said, "Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, 'God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, and adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get.' But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, 'God, have mercy on me, a sinner.' I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." Did you get the nerve of that guy who holds up his spiritual resume before God while pointing out how awful that tax collector was? You know any folks like that? Who just make you bristle with their goody-two-shoes attitude? Who act like they got their act all together? Aren't you glad you're not like one of those holier-than-thou types? If you're agreeing with me, then I have some bad news for you, my friend. Your looking down on folks like that shows that you actually have all the symptoms of a serious case of Pharisaism, and you need to go to Dr. Jesus. Inside all of us, there's an inner Pharisee that looks down on others' faults, those things we would never do, and therefore we lift ourselves up above them. Charles Spurgeon once said, "There is perhaps no sin which has so much vitality in it as the sin of righteous self." We love to look down on others, not just because we think they're wrong, but because it makes us feel so right. We seem to envision God has this sliding scale of 1 to 10 where we'll grant we're not a 10, but we're way higher up the scale than our neighbor who voted for that guy, or who talks that way, or who doesn't go to church like us, or who watches those movies, or they're on their third marriage, can't keep a job, fill in the blank. We're a 7 or 8 before God, and they're maybe a 3. Well, now, imagine if the Apostle Paul or Mother Teresa was put on that scale that we're thinking of. Oh, they would be at least a 9. I mean, Mother Teresa spent her whole life loving others. And compared to Paul, who wrote a third of the New Testament and planted dozens of churches, now we're down to maybe about a 6 or a 5. But at least we're still better than our neighbor, who's maybe a 2. What happens, though, when we put the perfect human on that scale? Jesus. Guess what? Paul and Mother Teresa slide down to the bottom with us and our neighbor. Compared to the holy, sinless Son of God who became man, now we're all wearing black hats. This is the cure for Pharisaism: taking our eyes off of other humans and looking to the standard God requires, perfect righteousness. Now that we all fall short and deserve condemnation, well, what do we do then, Joel? We take up the posture of the tax collector, who Jesus highlights because they're seen as the folks with no hope. Tax collectors were the worst sort of sinners in all society. Now, if you're listening and work for the IRS, please don't hear Pastor Joel targeting you. I appreciate all the work you do. I do have a few questions. But anyways, in Jesus' day, tax collectors were sellouts to Rome. They were seen as the worst. But Jesus is saying that the person at the very bottom of the righteousness scale can be exalted by simply taking up this black hat's posture. This tax collector doesn't talk about his neighbors or anything good he has done, Rather, he sees how far short he falls. He sees he needs mercy, so much so that he beats his breast because he feels his failure more than he can even express. And Jesus tells us that this man walked away right before God, exalted in fact. My friend, this is the ABCs of Christianity. J.C. Ryle says, well, we never begin to be good until we can feel and say that we are bad. And when we're able to admit daily just how bad we are, we'll have not just a different posture before God, but a different posture before our neighbor. A posture of humility that sees we don't have all the answers, nor are we any better off than they, except that maybe by grace we happen to know the guy who exchanges black hats for white hats. And out of gratitude, we can humbly invite them to meet him. You're a saint on the sliding scale, only by the grace of Jesus. So remember who you are and who you belong to.